For the first time in years, the 100 Mile Minor Hockey Association is adding a new banner to the rafters of the South Caribou Rec Center. From March 7 to 9, the association's U13 rec team traveled to Clearwater to take place in this year's league playoffs. Despite being ranked 5th of the 6 teams competing, the 100 Mile House team came together and won gold, defeating the Chase Mustangs 5-4. It's a result that U13 team manager Jessica Murphy and the team's parents are incredibly proud of. This was a special moment for 100 Mile House, as there hasn't been a U13 to win at this level yet, Murphy explained. The hard work and dedication of all the players, parents, and bench staff made this victory one to remember by bringing home the U13 League Playoffs banner for the 2024-2025 season. One of the parents who attended the tournament is Amber Vi, whose son Daxton plays for the team. Vi said that while their season started off rocky, the U13 team played their hearts out every single time they took to the ice. It was that spirit that led them into the playoffs. Vi explained that the playoffs were set up in a round-robin style, with each team receiving a ranking going in, with 100 Mile House being ranked 5th. In addition to winning games, Vi said entry into the finals was measured by the number of goals scored throughout the weekend. That's why while 100 Mile House initially lost 2 of their games, they ended up qualifying for the finals, where they faced off against all 3 of the top-ranking teams on Sunday. It was kind of a sudden-death thing. So we played the hardest teams throughout the whole series. On Sunday morning, we beat the number 1 team, which was the Clearwater IceHawks, 9-4, Vi said. Then we played Chase, and our team jived so good that weekend, it was incredible. I still don't have a voice fully because I yelled and cheered so much that weekend. They worked so hard, and to watch them win that banner was incredible. We're super proud of all the kids, it was pretty amazing. Vi remarked the team had great team spirit throughout the tournament. Whenever someone got a goal, they congratulated them, and whenever a team scored on their goalie, they made sure to comfort him. They just came together so much as a team, and they've grown so much this season, Vi said. They were so excited when they won. In the picture, you can see the smiles on their faces. They were beyond excited and so proud of themselves and each other. We all left that arena on a high. The banner the team won will be put up in the South Caribou Rec Center sometime in September, Vi said, with an exact date still to be determined.